joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 4-2 defeat against Cray. Alan, it was another good start, but we threw it away again. Do you think that's a confidence issue, having been struggling for a number of weeks now?
Yeah, I certainly do. Very disappointed again. I'll take responsibility again. I thought at 1-0, you know, it should have given people confidence, and we should have went on and took the game. But there's a lack of belief in there, and there's a lack of desire in there, and a lack of commitment in there, and quite easily thrown in the towel. So I've got to do something about it, as soon as that.
You've shuffled the pack tonight. How close do you think you are to your first 11, or is it still a bit too early to tell yet?
Very early to tell. I still think we need to add to the squad, and very disappointed. I'm absolutely gutted. I really am, and I just can't believe where a group of lads and the ability we have got, some of them, and you know, the name, what we have done in their non-league careers compared to the teams we are playing against, I think they'll let them right down and they'll let the club down. And I feel so. I've let the club down. I know I'm only 2 games in, it's my second game, but I do take it personally, and I don't like losing games. And I'll just have to work 24/7 to turn the whole thing around.
You said in the local press before the first game last week at Dover that you'd give it 2 games.
Sorry to interrupt. Which
Yep, after 2 games, you'd know who you'd want to keep and those you could do without. Has tonight firmed up any decisions in your mind?
Yes, without a doubt, it has. Obviously, I've got to keep that to myself. But it is. The place needs changed around. There's no doubt about it. We got used to losing games. Again, I think it was 280 here tonight. Is that right? It's incredible, man. Incredible. And this, you know, and I cannot give support as that. I cannot. So yes, I do think the last 2 games I have come in, it has been difficult because obviously I didn't know enough about the players. But I certainly found out in the last 2 games what the players are about.
And do you think, having had those 2 games, are you talking about tweaking the squad, or are we talking wholesale changes, do you think?
It's a difficult one to answer, because if you get the players you want, you're talking about quite a few changes. But it needs a few. It stands out. It's no good me lying here and saying, oh yeah, we'll tweak it here, we'll tweak it. We need a few players in here who've got a desire to play for Kingstonian Football Club. Like I said, the last interview, we've got training facilities now. We train properly, we prepare properly. The chairman, Malcolm and Mark, have been absolutely fantastic. Their ambition to take the club forward. I feel as though about that of them a bit as well, because we have appointed me, so I would like to do well for them as well as the football club. So we need a change of attitude around the players and a change of desire around the players.
Back to this evening's game. Martin Lee had a positive impact when he came off the bench. Do you think he's going to be pressing for a start on Saturday? Is he in your future plans?
It's a hard one. A lot of people probably listened. I had a very good at the players tonight. And I said some futures have got to be decided, and I think it's unfair if I say, you know, Martin or anybody else, to be honest. But I'll not get much sleep tonight anyway, to be honest. So I'll sit down and I'll see where we need to be strengthening, and I'll bring some characters in the team. I think everybody's all right about me 3 signings I've made. Even Wes Goggin, I've got to mention him, because he shouldn't have played tonight because he's got a bad ankle, but he did do because he wants to play football matches. Well, I think we need a few more like him.
And looking ahead to Saturday, we're playing Hastings. They're right up there in the playoffs at the moment. I guess you're looking for a much more positive reaction after these 2 games.
We've got to do it, but we've got to get the players who actually want to play for Kingstonian Football Club. And at the minute, I don't think there's many. I really don't. And Stuart, the manager, had his players, and obviously managers do get the players they want, and that's what I'm going to be trying to do, get the players I want in, who I know will give it everything for the football club. Once you get that, that's when you can build a side.